Taking my son to compete. Father, Dick Poit, and son, Rick Hoyt, have joined many marathons, triathlons, and other athletic competitions. But what makes them really different from others is that Rick suffers from cerebral palsy, a condition involving permanent tightening of the muscles caused by damage to the brain during the time of birth. Rick was disabled at birth by a loss of oxygen to his brain because his umbilical cord was wrapped around his neck. Rick does not swim. Rick does not cycle. Rick does not run. When his father swims, Rick is lying in a small boat being pulled by his dad. When the father cycles, son is sitting in a seat pod from his wheelchair attached to the front of the bike. When the father runs, he pushes Rick in a special wheelchair. They have been going over hundreds of finishing lines throughout U.S. for the past 27 years. When Rick came to the world in 1962, doctors told his parents that they have no hope for Rick. But Dick and his wife Judy did not give up. The couple brought their son back home and determined to raise him as normally as possible. The couple managed to raise $5,000 in 1972 to get a special built interactive computer that allowed Rick to write out his thought using slight head movements. A group of Tufts University engineers agreed to build the computer after they believed that Rick had clear comprehension skills. Since then, Rick was able to communicate to people around him. In 1975, Rick was finally admitted into a public school. 2 years later, Dick brought Rick to participate in a fundraising 5-mile run. Dick pushed Rick in a wheelchair to finish the race. They finished second to last, but Rick was so happy that he told his father that he did not feel handicapped when they were in the competition. That run was the first time Team Hoyt competing before they participated more marathons. During this journey, almost everyone looked down at Rick. No one talked to Team Hoyt. No one wanted to run beside them. But the father and son kept going strong. After 4 years of marathons, Team Hoyt went for their first triathlon. Dick did not know how to swim before this, so he put a lot of his effort into picking up the skill. He worked out up to 5 hours a day, 5 times a week, even when he had to work. He wanted to set a good role model for Rick. Once you set out to do something, stick to it for whatever it takes. Not only once, the team has participated in many races. After all these years, here are some of their proud achievements. 216 triathlons, 6 Ironman distances, 20 duathlons, 65 marathons, 25 Boston marathons. They have also biked and ran across the USA in 1992 with a total of 3,735 miles in 45 consecutive days. In year 2008, Dick Hoyt and Rick Hoyt are going to be 68 and 48 years old. Finally, after so many years, Team Hoyt managed to raise public attitudes toward the physically and mentally challenged. Their best time, 2 hours 40 minutes in 1992, is merely 35 minutes from the world record. I mean, world record held by someone who does not have to pull another man, cycle another man, and push another man. Dick said, "Those doctors who asked us to give up hope are not alive anymore, but I would like them to be able to see Rick now."